Hello and welcome back to the Advisors Assemble podcast. This time around, we're going to be talking about pension leads and basically a bit of a landscape of what the opportunities are. And I've got Mr. Tom Mapplethorpe with me. How's it going, mate? All right?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Good. And I think we might get a few new listeners because we do talk a lot about mortgages and things like that. We have mentioned other areas and we don't just, you know, only deal with mortgages. But this particular episode, I think there may be some new people listening. So we may talk about some stuff that we've mentioned in other episodes before. So for our lovely subscribers, apologies if we repeat a couple of things. But we're gonna dive in. We've kind of got together, haven't we, the different types of things that people search for on Google to give some people a bit of an idea. Because I think a lot of people don't sort of maybe know, like, that there are people out there. Because like an open goal, or really, are the easiest kind of lead to generate. Someone looking for pension advice for their pension, hitting your website and asking for you to call them back, right? So it's we take that for granted. And then also what we mean by a pension lead, or what we describe as a lead, maybe someone else may describe a lead as just grabbing a name and an email address, where we see a lead as an inquiry, don't we? So when we're talking about a pension lead, we want, you know, someone that's asking for you to call them back, or they've called you directly, ideally.
Yeah, 100%. I know, like, I know it's a bit off topic when people sort of say, oh, leads, in terms of like just an email address, if they've like downloaded an ebook or something like that. We would never really call that a lead. As you say, for us, a lead is classed as somebody that has asked you to contact them or has rang you straight away because they want information or advice or whatever it is. But they have asked you to contact them or got in touch willingly with an idea to sort of get more information and you know, hopefully proceed. But it obviously depends on them and you, I suppose.
Absolutely. And then there's probably everyone's, maybe a lot of people listening have got their own website, and maybe there's nothing going through it at the moment. I know we've spoke to people before and they weren't sure whether people actually go on Google and actually contact people, because they'd never experienced themselves. But it absolutely does happen. There's a huge market, not untapped, because some people are doing it, some people aren't, but I think some people aren't, just they'll go out and buy leads because they're just maybe not sure there are other alternatives. So hopefully we're going to change your mind if that is you. Cool. Well, our first place probably to start is like the people actually searching for like advice on pensions advice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was gonna say, in terms, because I think we'll talk about kind of like the pitfalls and stuff a bit later on, but yeah, we're focusing on the advice element of it first, because there are absolutely thousands and thousands and thousands of searches a month around pensions. And at least when you start to get advice in those keywords, you start to sort of think, okay, somebody does actually want to talk to somebody else about a pension.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information out there about pensions. It's the key really is, how do you weed those ones out that are actually looking to get advice from another human being, rather than just gather information from a website, basically.
Absolutely. And there'll be some things that people search for and they will on Google and they'll get a national result, and it may be harder to get yourself there, earn the right to be there. We'll probably talk about ads as well. You can pay for the clicks if you like as well. But also, I'm just looking at some of these pension advice search terms here. And one near the top-ish is pension advice near me. And that brings up a local result. So even though we're sort of in this world where for the last, so we're recording what now, it is August the 6th, 2021, that even though there's maybe been a lot of people doing a lot of stuff online, people still appreciate and like to work with people locally, even if they're not going to meet face-to-face as well. So people still really want that local side. And then, yeah, it's good. You've got much better opportunity, obviously, when you're just competing with your local firms rather than everyone nationally as well. So lots of opportunities there. It's funny, like, everyone will probably frown the amount of people that search for Martin Lewis pension advice. I know everyone's sort of, a bit Marmite on Martin Lewis. But just pension advice on its own, I've got 2,700 different things that people search for. So when we talked about, you know, people search for advice on pensions advice, Martin Lewis pension advice, free pension advice UK, those are all the different search terms. And if you add the amount of times they're searched for. So the total volume, we've got over, what is it, 33, just under 33,500 searches on Google each month in the UK around pension advice. You know, that's decent yeah, good. Amount of volume, isn't it?
Good. It's funny. So I know we say we talk about mortgages, but it's pretty similar to if you were to search for mortgage advice or mortgage advisor, should I say. Very sort of like similar in terms of search volume. And it's also similar in the sense that it also brings up a local result, which is obviously good news for multiple providers, because there's not just that one search results page where only the top 10 websites are going to be. Each one is going to be different depending on where you are.
Yeah.
So pension advice, same with mortgage advisor, mortgage broker, is exactly the same. As you said, it brings up that local result.
Absolutely. So, so if you're not sure what you mean, you're just listening in, go to Google, search in your, on your search, pension advice. You've got ads at the top. I've got Citizens Advice at the top and like the government websites. But then underneath that, you have got Google Maps and it's got the local firms on. And this, like where I am locally, this looks mega easy to get on, because there's like one firm and they're in Nottingham, miles and miles away, with only two reviews, and the other two companies being featured have no reviews. So a real opportunity to get on Google Maps for things like pension advice. And if you want to talk to people about pension advice and they want to talk to you, it's an absolute the best opportunity there can be, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because in terms of they're actively searching for it. I mean, I know we may do in terms of talk about it. If not for this episode, another one. We obviously talk a lot about things like, as well as things like Google Ads. We talk about like Facebook ads and display ads and where they have their place in kind of like the the digital marketing sort of arena. But nothing beats somebody in that time and moment searching for something that they want, rather than having something put in front of them. And this is absolutely prime where you want to be in terms of these Google, in terms of on these kind of like Google Map Pack. As you said, when you search for something like pension advice, the map shows up around your local area, or should be your local area. I think you and I have got a similar one, even though we're a bit apart. I've got the Nottingham one as well. And it sort of, does sort of show those local results. And yeah, it's obviously the opportunity depends on how many people are searching in your area. And there are ways to find that out through things like Google Ads platforms and things like that, even without sort of paying the ads. But this is the best place to be. People actually looking for pension advice, you actually show up locally on your map, is the best route to getting pension leads online, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. Then there's people specifically searching independent pension advice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even better. And then a bit like with mortgages, we've seen people search for NHS mortgages, teacher mortgages. There isn't a sort of a product for them, but you've got NHS pension advice. You've got teachers pension advice. There was a few others as well. I can't remember. I'm just trying to find the others. But all sorts of different ones. So it's just, NHS pension advice for doctors. Really specific. So so I don't know if... So for some people, they may be like, well, I can't help them. They're not good for me. Well, good, because then you can kind of make sure you don't target those. But if you did want to attract a doctor or doctors or NHS doctors, there's 90 searches a month for it. So, you know, it's not massive. You want to do this along with some other things, but having a specific like landing page or page on your website about how you advise doctors on their pension or what to do with it or whatever it may be, then you can't get any better than that. And it looks really cheap on Google Ads as well. So maybe they're not a good type of client, but it's just the strategy is there. More expensive for teachers, so maybe it looks like there's more. So we, I suppose, context for everyone, and we look at the cost per click. So the Google Ads at the top, if you were to search it, the higher the cost per click, because it's an auction, you kind of can tell that that's where people are generating revenue or generating good appointments from, because it's more expensive because people are bidding on that. Yeah, so 170 people search teachers pension advice, and saying here about sort of just under £6 a click, something like that. Interesting. And then you've got unbiased people searching, you know, the brand, government pension advice. So there's so much stuff, and we're just on one sort of topic. Did anything else sort of take your eye when you were looking at these on the pension advice ones?
Nothing sort of like out of the ordinary in terms of, but it is that in terms of, it's really the cost per click. is when you sort of look at it. I do agree in terms of when you look at that, okay, in terms of like the NHS pension advice, an okay sort of search volume, but the cost of the traffic is quite cheap. And you wonder, is that because it's a bit untapped? People don't bid on it, or is it because they're looking for something specific and they're not actually any use to people that sort of, you know, arrange pensions? Perhaps that is the case.
Yeah.
But when you sort of look at it and you sort of think, okay, so around about sort of like pension advice keywords are around, you are looking at sort of like maybe like between £5 and £7 a click, which isn't cheap, but at the same time, it's kind of cheap is a bit, it's all relative to the value of the product, if you know what I mean. If you were doing something that has like a really sort of like low value product, the cost of the traffic is so much cheaper because it's an auction and everyone sort of has to make money out of it. So therefore the cost of click around £5 to £7, you may think, oh, that's quite expensive, you need to get a lot of clicks. It's like, yes, but what's the value of the sale at the end? And it does tend to go almost in line with kind of like the value of the products, in terms of cost per click, sorry, go in line with the value of products, in terms of the more valuable the product, the more expensive the traffic is. And it's just about making it as efficient as possible, in terms of on your sort of like your Google AdWords campaign, but also on the other side, when the lead drops, do you do everything to turn that into a converted business? So in terms of like £6 a click, it's actually not too bad, in the sense of if we were saying expensive for us is normally what, kind of 25, where when we find campaigns at £50 a click before, successful ones as well, they sort of ran for years. It wasn't until the pandemic when we sort of curbed it.
People pay that because they're generating revenue off it. That's normally because it is an auction. People are, you bid what your, how much you would pay for that click, how much of that value is. I think people, we know some clients before they started working with us, they were paying like £200 for a pension lead. So if that's £6, you know, it depends how many of those clicks turn into a lead, whether it's going to be cheaper than buying it, isn't it? So it's all up for debate, I suppose, before you actually run these campaigns. You don't really know. One pitfall, I would say, that if, because the amount of people here that, because there are people that are searching for free pension advice, so you may want to not get in front of these. So the problem is, though, I think that if someone's setting up their own ads campaign themselves, they would probably go after, like, not want to spend more than £1 or £2 a click or something, because they think, oh, it's a bit too expensive. But then you'll only get in front of the stuff all the people, other people don't want to. Does that make sense? Because they'll probably just put pension advice as a broad match, be shown for everything. Their bids are too low, so they get all the rubbish, essentially. Have I explained that quite well, do you think?
Yeah, that's right. In terms of, there are ways, if you almost like sort of like try and do it broad and cheap, you'll probably not get too much out of it, if you know what I mean, in terms of if you sort of like try and, like you say, a broad match, if we're doing ads, is basically you try and rank show up for anything that's sort of to do with pensions. Some of the stuff, you're very limited in terms of how you can control it. You can put things you don't want to show up for, but normally you only find those out after the event, which is normally too late. The cost of the traffic can be sort of quite cheap as well, but you sort of get what you pay for. That's the thing, and it does, this typically a thing with Google Ads. And that's the thing, one of the pitfalls with pension advice that you've got to be careful about, is that what kind of advice are they looking for? Is it something to do with how much should they put away? Because that's probably not used to a number of the people that are trying to sort of set it up through like drawdown or an annuity, or people that are about approaching retirement.
I was going to say that, because there are some people that are literally searching pension drawdown advice, but there's much smaller numbers. So there is some, but you're absolutely right. It's the different, like, you don't want a 20-year-old wanting to work out how much to put away and they've only got £50 or something. It's I suppose we'll like you said, we'll talk about the pitfalls in a bit, but it's a difficult, I suppose. I mean, we're probably getting it too in depth, but this is where tracking where each lead comes from, and then scoring those leads and sending that data back to Google, you can filter that out once you've spent enough money at the beginning.
And you can target people based on their age and things like that, which makes life a little bit easier. But there are plenty of pitfalls from a keyword point of view. Because pension advice is broad. That's where you'd really want, why you want to be getting that kind of traffic organically. Because it's broad, you probably get a lot of traffic. But you just need to make sure the stuff you get is specific to what you do. So you've got to be careful, very careful, with your Google Ads when you're paying for the traffic, what you sort of put those keywords on. When it's SEO traffic, you can be more relaxed about it, because obviously there's no direct cost to that traffic coming through. The more exposure, the better. But yeah, with paid ads, it's you've got to be quite specific with your keywords, I think.
Absolutely. So then just to clarify, mainly for those new listeners we talked about at the beginning, you've got the ads at the top. So it's like four ads at the top. That's where you're paying for the clicks. Everything underneath is earned. So when we're talking about SEO traffic, it's the traffic where you earn the right to be at the top of Google underneath the ads and underneath the map. So the map's a different strategy to get on there, and then the organic stuff underneath is a kind of a different strategy around your website to be there. All about creating a lot of really good content. But check out the SEO episodes that we've done separately when you finish listening to this one, to if you want to learn more about sort of earning the right to be there. But certainly, if we're looking at 33,000, yeah, some of that is not good. Mm-hmm. You've got to cut some of that out and sort of pick your battles and go for the right things. But when, you know, you can go through this list and see what's good for you, what's good, what's not good for you. Cool. Okay. So pension advice, real good opportunities. Also, yeah, people are searching pension advice at Cambridge, Chester, Derby, Hereford, Middlesbrough, Northern Ireland. All there's a lot of people to search for the local. There's people searching for it in general. People search for stuff like the drawdown and all that sort of jazz as well, especially around their profession, around the NHS and the teachers as well. So lots going on. And also just be careful as well. There are people looking for, because you don't want your ads running, I think it was like compensation for bad advice as well. I saw that as well. So you don't want to be advertising on there as well. So cool. And then we... I don't know whether I might do, we've got people that are searching for financial advice as well. So we have got some other areas we've looked at, like self-employed pensions, pension reviews, SIP, SAS as well. But there's also, there is an argument that some people searching for financial advice will be want to talk about the pension as well. But I suppose you don't, it's probably even more broad than pension advice, isn't it? Because it could be all sorts of financial advice they're looking for.
Yeah, it could be savings, investment, wealth management. In terms of financial advice, is very broad. Again, produces a local result. So if you are sort of do multiple things, it could be one that's worth considering. But yeah, it is further removed from pensions. Sorry, from in terms of the terms around pensions, basically, yeah.
But I suppose we do know people searching for financial advice, financial advisor. I don't think I've got that in my list as well. I've just gone financial advice. So when we're looking at financial advice, there is 62,000 searches every month in the UK, and that is just on advice rather than advisor. I may just look that up while we're chatting through there as well. Some people have put some people search Jeff Bezos financial advice. Like, I don't know what they're like, start Amazon before he did. is that what they're looking to?
Yeah,
but
I'm probably
looking
for quotes and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Ah, good shout. Yeah. Advice from him. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Anything else in there that you found? Obviously, there's like independent financial advice, the local stuff as well. Anything you spotted in there?
Mine props up again. No, it's just more, it's in terms of it's the, I think what kind of sort of like stands out for me kind of like generally with the financial advice is that breadth of keywords. Is that kind of, when you look at, okay, so pension advice, for example, we had what in terms of 2,700 keywords. When you get to financial advice, it's 4,800. And then the volume just keeps going up. And what you find with like a breadth of keywords, when there are lots and lots of different keywords, is there are just lots and lots of more opportunities in terms of content that you can sort of like tailor because you want to rank for a certain term. The bigger the breadth of keywords, the more opportunities there are for everybody to rank. Potentially, this is more relevant maybe nationally, but it does give those further opportunities for maybe smaller firms. Rather obviously like the biggest financial advice firms will probably sit on page one for the national bit, but it does give lots of opportunities out. And that's why we like terms to have a large, or, you know, topics have a large breadth of keywords. You know, one thing that doesn't have a large breadth of keywords that obviously we do a lot of stuff with is like remortgages. When we're doing kind of like mortgage stuff in terms of, I mean, there are tons and, I mean, I think there are about 7 million mortgage searches a month. Mm-hmm. But when you're sort of looking at specific niches you could take advantage of, they are mostly purchase related. When you get into remortgages, the breadth of keywords, the search volume's high, but the breadth of keywords is very low. There's more than a handful, but comparatively, there is a handful of sort of search terms that people do sort of search for. And basically, all the search volume is tied up in a handful of terms, basically. So it's very, very difficult to crack. But when you've got, you know, thousands and thousands of keywords to go at, then you just need to pick the ones that are at reasonable volume, specific to what I do, or I like that type of client. Maybe the keyword difficulty or the difficulty to rank looks quite low. And you can be really sort of specific in the kind of the topics that you pick out to basically make the SEO as efficient as possible.
Absolutely. And then just looking at the financial advisor, people specifically looking for a financial advisor, you've got to take out things like people looking for jobs, certainly.
Yeah.
But just under 200,000 searches. And then you've got 6,500 people, financial advisor near me. Another 6,500 independent financial advisor. Yeah, there's people looking at what salary they earn and things like that. There's people like looking for a financial advisor in London. Independent financial advisor near me. Yeah, quite a bit. And then there's like Cambridge financial advisor, 720, Bristol, another 720, Edinburgh, Glasgow. So you've got to filter out all the stuff like how to become a financial advisor, but there's certainly search there. And we do know as well that they bring decent inquiries in from people searching financial advisor locally.
Mm-hmm.
Huge market there, and quite untapped as well, because no one's really doing much in the way of SEO, like locally. I haven't really seen anyone really do much with it. I'm just going to go and check financial advisor near me, so I'm near Peterborough.
It's very different to mortgages, isn't it? When we look at kind of like local mortgage brokers, local mortgage advisor, very much more clued in on like the local SEO, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the reviews are better, the presence is better. They sort of like realize the opportunity of it. Whereas for financial advisors, and particularly like we find in pension advice, but particularly for financial advisors, it's a really sort of untapped opportunity that sort of sits there. It's there to be.
It's funny that with the mortgage thing, like since like before we launched this podcast, they weren't, and now they are. That's what a coincidence.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't take all the credit.
Can we put this podcast on a paywall or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like a Netflix style subscription. Absolutely. So the financial advisor, a little bit more, but there's still the decent ones quite far away, and it's still quite untapped. So if you can take those, you will get some. I think it'll be like you will get some pension inquiries off that, but you'll get other sorts of financial advice questions as well. I think a lot of people do referrals as well. So if you're getting that traffic for free and people are ringing you up, it's definitely not a bad thing, even if all of them aren't for pensions, if that makes sense. So, really good opportunity there as well. And then I was sort of having a look at the self-employed pension side of things as well. So smaller volumes. So if we compare the amount of people searching for a financial advisor to the amount of people searching for self-employed pensions is 13,000, but still a decent chunk there of self-employed people looking for sort of pension advice is a decent one. Yeah, and then it's kind of like they'll look for all sorts of stuff. Like they've got pension plan, tax relief, calculator, best pension for self-employed. So there's, again, you probably just need to pick out the ones that you think are right for you and where you can help people on that as well. But definitely quite a lot of different things. And then did you know if the local result comes up for self-employed?
I don't think it does.
I'm just going to have a look myself. You've got a few, so you've got some big players ranking on page one. You've got like all government websites, and so, you know, even without checking the difficulty, I can see that would be fairly. People are running ads though, sort of on self-employed pensions. You know, there's four, just the term self-employed pension, just under 4,500 searches for that, and it's sort of estimating about sort of £4 a click on that.
Okay, not bad. And interesting when you put advice on, so you search for self-employed pension advice. Yeah, there's no local term either, whereas there is when you do financial advisor. So yeah, interesting on that. But yeah, £4 a click's not bad. It's not bad. It sort of suggests that there is some sort of like value there. The flags we always have when we're sort of doing paid ads and the cost of traffic is like less than £1. That's sort of your point where you sort of think. And most of the terms around things like calculator do tend to be a fair bit cheaper. And it's because people aren't necessarily looking to make an inquiry. They're just looking for information or looking for a tool that's going to spit a rate out without them giving away any personal information. So, yeah. And so there are very sort of few unturned stones. So that's why we tend to find if the cost of traffic looks to be cheap, we sort of think it's probably not worthwhile because, the people just, that search term, it just doesn't have that intent of turning into business.
So when we talked about what we see as a pension lead is like someone contacting you for your advice. If they're searching for a self-employed pension calculator, the chances of them in that moment wanting to speak to someone is probably pretty slim. They just want to go and get a number off of a website that they don't really care about. So yeah, I mean, it's sort of estimating £1.09 for running an ad on calculator. So if you had four clicks for that, you've wasted that four, I think. So you're rather spending the four, you're better off spending the £4 on self-employed pension, getting one click. I think it's the best way. Definitely the best pay to expect. But again, there are a couple of pitfalls in there. There's some things that you wouldn't want to bid on. So you just need to be a bit strategic about what you're going after for self-employed. But people do search it in there. If those kind of self-employed are the type of people you want to go after, then, you know, there's some decent volume there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, so let's have a look at... So this was an interesting one. So I know a lot of people want to get sort of pension review kind of leads, inquiries. Mm-hmm. And then you got to just like look out for, because obviously some people will search like reviews of certain company. So mm-hmm. you've got like pension wise reviews. So what they're looking for is Trustpilot reviews or Google reviews of pension wise. Rather than getting a pension review. So this is, again, where it can be a little bit tricky. If you're running ads and you're spending that £4 or £5 a click and you're advertising for someone searching for reviews of another pension company, then that's obviously not great money spent.
Yeah, difficult, isn't it? You've got to be really, really sort of specific and really exact with the keywords you want to target. You've then probably got to go in, because sometimes if you're doing Google ads, it sometimes selects close matches, even if you sort of like say, I want to only show for exactly this term. Sometimes it will show some close matches. But you need to go through and, you know, put and create a negative list. So a negative list in your Google ads is that's a list of keywords you don't want to show up for. So you need to make sure you have all the other provider names in that negative list. So if people do search for Aviva pension review, you're not showing up, even though you want to search for pension review. Because it could be that they're searching for a review on the service of pension, almost like a testimonial or whatever. Yeah. Rather than actually having somebody go through and review their pension details for them. So yeah, again, just makes it a more challenging landscape, really. And just another pitfall you've got to be careful of.
Also, what could come up, so what's come up in my list, because I've searched for pension reviews and getting all the search stuff, special pensioners hearing aid reviews. So
yeah.
People are looking for reviews of hearing aids for pensioners rather than wanting to get pension reviews. You've got to be really careful. So I think it's like, get excited about the opportunity, because there's lots of people, you know, people do want your help and are going to Google to look for someone like you. However, it's not as easy as just sticking pension reviews in Google and running some ads on those smart campaigns. We've talked about Google ad smart campaigns before, how it's not the right name for it, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's got to be specific with what you're doing, particularly for pensions. Other things you can get away with it a bit more. You can maybe be a bit looser with some like mortgage things, but pensions, because mortgages don't tend to have the same sort of pitfalls around like the terminology of like a review, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not, you know, the name of the product.
Yeah, people don't search for mortgage review, do they?
No, that's right. And most mortgage things that people search for, they are actually probably going to end up needing some advice or some information on it at some point, rather than just general information maybe around pensions. Because we all pay into a pension already. Most, the vast, vast majority of people will pay into a pension already. It affects everyone. Whereas mortgages, you've actually got to be in that kind of space of sort of needing a mortgage, or your mortgage is coming up for renewal. You're only really in the market for a mortgage at certain points. Whereas kind of your pension, you're always paying into your pension. And it may be different times you get dawned on and think, oh, should I be paying more into my pension? You know, I'm 25 or I'm 35 or whatever. Again, these are kind of the things that drive search terms that may not be relevant for someone that's trying to, you know, help someone place their pension or do a drawdown or an annuity, you know, as they're sort of approaching their retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay. So I think that was all the notes I had on pension reviews. And then we've got the SIP and SIP pensions. So the SIP, we've got over 100,000 search terms here. So people just search SIP on its own. So SIPP. And the number there is, what, 14,500. I've messed up our spreadsheet that we're working on together there, so apologies for that, Tom. Yeah, there we are. Yeah, just under 15,000 searches, just SIP on its own. Then you've got people searching SIP pension. And then a lot of people obviously don't know what a SIP is. So, again, if you were to run ads, if you were just doing a broad put SIP in a smart campaign, you'd come up for things like, what is a SIP? Whereas, you know, they would be way early in their journey to wanting to do some business or talk to you. Whereas the other person here searching best SIP provider is probably further along that journey, aren't they? Because they know what it is. They're looking for the best provider. So again, you hear a lot of people say Google Ads don't work and Google doesn't work. And sometimes it's more about the way you use it rather than whether it works or not. A lot of people searching like, how does a SIP work? Cheapest SIP, every sort of brand you can think of, SIP, like Aviva, Barclays, etc. Again, people search for a calculator. Yeah, so again, SIP, you know, people looking around SIP, commercial property, SIP investment, SIP or ISA. So there's like lots of content ideas here. And we'll talk about the SaaS as well. A lot of people searching for like SIP versus SAP or SIP or ISA. And lots of sort of content ideas, whether it is for Google or for social media, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And also with the content, the other thing sort of to remember as well is in, you know, even though if the content isn't directly related to what you do, there isn't that element of kind of like brand building and you sort of like, you know, presenting yourself as like an authority on kind of like all things pensions or whatever it is you want to be, you want to have that authority in, which makes people come back. I think pensions is slightly different maybe to some of the mortgage stuff we do. Because the thing with mortgages is, okay, you can land on a website, okay, good reviews and everything else like that, but you don't really have anything to lose, really, by putting an inquiry in and going through. You're either getting your mortgage approved or getting your application in, or you're not. Whereas with like a pension, you've got something to lose, if you know what I mean. You've got something. Yeah. If it's badly invested, then, you know, it could be horrendous, obviously, for kind of like later life. So that's why I think in terms of the user journey is slightly different, and people maybe don't convert as quickly from, in terms of click on the ad to a lead or visit the website to a lead. I think they're going to do a lot more kind of like looking around, making sure you're the right provider for them before going ahead and sort of like getting in touch about taking things to the next step. Because the people do have that, it's that element of having something to lose and you want to make sure it's in the right place rather than something that maybe a little bit more, I don't mean speculative as in probably not going to happen, but with a mortgage, you know, putting in an inquiry about a mortgage, if you don't want to take the mortgage, then you don't have to or whatever else. But it is slightly different with pensions because people are from that having that position of already having something that they need to protect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's lots of opportunities here because there's, you know, people are searching like Hargreaves Lansdowne SIP charges. So they've maybe already had a chat with them or thinking about them as a brand to use, and obviously look at their fees again in a much different, much further along in their journey than someone looking at SIP comparison or SIP explained or what the rules or what the withdrawal rules. You know, all these people, you can kind of tell whereabouts they are in that journey of wanting to pick up the phone to speak to you based on what they're searching. And then just being a little bit more strategic with what they see on your website when they search that specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of different ideas there. What happens to my SIP when I die? So, yeah, it's a couple of hundred people searching that again. So they're sort of planning there as well. These are great content ideas. When you talk about brand building, you know, you answer, you know, Google's Q&A. They've literally asked a question. If they're hitting your website because you've got a really concise answer and you do maybe a video or a podcast like this or something, show that you've got their best interests at heart, then that's when you start getting inquiries and getting those leads that you want. Loads of opportunities here. There's so much search. Similar story with SaaS, right, isn't it? What's the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, more people searching SIP than a SaaS, I suppose, not unsurprisingly. 20,000 searches for SaaS, much cheaper on the Google Ads, it looks like, as well.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. On SaaS, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Just tend to be a bit cheaper, which again sort of does that sort of suggest that, I don't know if that's related to the search volume, because the search volume is sort of significantly lower, but then, yeah, I don't know, the cost of, because some of these keywords look quite good, like SaaS practitioner, SaaS pension scheme, in terms of some of them maybe a little bit broad, but SaaS company. Again, the kind of the search volumes are kind of in the hundreds, but the click costs still seem cheaper than I would expect them to. So I would be interested in doing a bit of a, you know, in terms of whether we do a trial on this or something like that, because some of them do look reasonably good. But as we say, sometimes you can get sucked in, and it is important to remember there are a few unturned stones. But as I say, it's cheap to test when the cost of traffic's cheap. You can get plenty of users to the website, see how they behave, because you might find that, okay, they don't turn into a lead, but they go around the site a lot. They're return visitors. They spend a lot of time around the site. So it just shows that element of it's a longer period of consideration, perhaps, than it is with other financial products. I mean, when we talk about that, it's like we sort of mentioned a bit with mortgages. But when we've done car finance before, in terms of the consideration time, is almost next to nothing. It's like, yeah. I want the car now or yesterday. Yeah. Whereas things like this, in terms of people will be going around reading a lot more information on it, spending a lot more time trying to find the right provider. So that's maybe reflecting the cost of the click as well.
Yeah, no, see, I'm thinking as well, maybe just with the SaaS, because I'm just wondering if it's the lower search volumes because it's more for business owners and that. Where the SIP, I think anyone can take that out. So that probably explains a lot of the weight over the two as well. But lots of people, lots of brands have written up decent content comparing the two there, because when you think Google being a Q&A, you're not going to rank for people searching for this unless you've created the content for it. I mean, there's more technical things you've got to look at. But yeah, lots of numbers there, huge volumes of. I mean, that's probably just the tip of the iceberg as well, what we've looked at. And I suppose we haven't given, you can add all those numbers together and have an idea that we're looking at over 1 million searches, I would have thought, around this kind of area and this stuff we haven't looked at. We also looked at a couple of pitfalls as well in terms of looking at Google. We've covered a few off, but you made some notes on this. Do you want to sort of run through what you come up with.
As I say, we did sort of mention it briefly, but it's just that in terms of that element of being really specific with your keywords, because people do search for things. When I say lazily, I don't mean actually lazily, but in terms of maybe broadly is the right topic. Mm-hmm. For example, if you search for pension advice, as I say, it could be, you know, a 21-year-old has just started work and wants to know how much he should put in his pension, or how does the employer's workplace pension scheme work. It could be an employer searching that. But there'll be huge search volumes around it, searches that you won't want to show up for. So I'd say with like the pitfalls with if you are doing Google Ads or writing your content or whatever for pensions, it's almost a case of sort of it's of getting rid of stuff you don't want, then looking for stuff you do. Or do you know what I mean? It goes very much hand in hand. It's making sure you're not appearing for the stuff you don't want to appear for.
Yeah, is
sort of a harder challenge than it is with other stuff. You know, people could be searching for things like Nest pensions. Their own pension info, if I've got a current pension somewhere. As we say, people looking for, you know, like pension savings calculators. If I save 100 quid a month starting at 25, how much more money will I have if I save 200 quid a month starting at 40? Do you know what I mean? In terms of it's those kind of things that aren't going to turn into any business for anyone for a long time. And that's where you sort of start to think about how do you sort of avoid those. And it's kind of, there's a few things you can do. Obviously, as we said, be really specific with the keywords that you want to target. And if you are doing ads, it's things like, you know, in terms of targeting people based on their, you can, through Google Ads, you can target people based on their demographics. So, for example, you know, things like their age, and there's a few other things, like are they potentially a homeowner? And in terms of maybe some of their interests or their kind of what you call an affinity group. So, you know, in terms of people that are maybe 40 to 50, have different interests, obviously, to people that are 20 to 30. And you can target those on Google Ads. So it's being quite smart about those kind of things, about the audiences, about the keywords, about the demographics, and just making sure it is all lined up, and not having any kind of element of laziness, whether it's Google Ads or your content or whatever it is. Just make sure you're being specific and relevant for the stuff that you want to be showing up for.
Absolutely. Because I was just thinking, as you were talking through those, I was thinking there will be some people listening to this who are a financial planner, and maybe they've created an online course to coach young people to be better with their money. So actually, they would want to look at those younger people, you know, so that it may be that their ideal client, if you like, is a 20-year-old, just got their first job, maybe planning to put some money because they've got a decent job or graduated or whatever. So that would be right for you, whereas someone else that wants to help people retiring for drawdown, etc., then those would be different for you, even though this group of search terms around pension reviews and pension advice, You like, I think we probably have explained it, hopefully, where it is you've got to do what's right for you. Don't just listen to what we tell you on the podcast to go after. You've got to think about your client. What do they want? What are they looking for? What are the questions they have? And create the content to answer it. And have a really good, quick loading website where your content's structured in a good way. Excellent. Well, that is literally flown by. We've done 40 minutes, which I just looked at the clock. So I thought, oh, we've only done about 10, 15, 20 minutes.
All in the same way, isn't it?
Are we going to have to fill this episode? But we've jam packed it. I think, if you are a new listener and if you are, you don't know about our Facebook group, there is, if you look for lead generation for financial services or advisors assemble on Facebook, you can join a Facebook group. And if you've got any questions that maybe you didn't understand a lot of the stuff that we're talking about, it all sounded like jargon, feel free to pop a question in there. And if either Tom or I will answer it, or there's plenty of people in the group as well who would be happy to give you their input as well. So do join us in there. If you haven't joined it, if you wouldn't mind doing a little cheeky review on iTunes, that would be amazing. And we'll see you next time. We're going to do some more product related stuff. I think we're going to do a bridging episode soon. We're going to do an equity release episode as well as I've got some really good interviews lined up as well. Mm-hmm. I think the last episode was with Joseph. That was part of a new kind of business superhero series. So mm-hmm. also only one person has ever done this. If you want me to interview someone because you think they're cool and you want to hear more about them, let me know again in the Facebook group. I will.
Yeah, see what good idea.
Absolutely. But I mean, really, they probably just want to hear more from us. I mean, you know.
No, obviously.
You would think.
That's probably why it's only happened once.
Yeah, exactly. That is it. It's not because I haven't asked. That you're absolutely right. Excellent. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Tom. And we will see you next time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. See you in the next one.